Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I will be there. Don't you be scared. I will be there.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. The indie pop duo Overcoats consists of Hannah Ellian and J.J. Mitchell. Their well-received debut LP featured glowing, almost folk-style vocal harmonies set in a wash of electronic pop. Their new record, The Fight, hits harder, with more of a rock sound. And although it was recorded before the pandemic, its themes of resistance and perseverance have taken on a new level of meaning. Tonight, May 21st, they are curating and playing in a live-streaming music festival that is focused on New York and supports the Association to Benefit Children. Either the album or the big event would have been enough to invite Overcoats back to our studio, if only that were possible. So instead, we'll do the next best thing and join them online. Hannah's in Maryland and JJ's here in New York, but they are in our virtual studio together to play a stripped-down version of their song, Fire and Fury.
We'll get through it.
That's a live performance of Fire and Fury from Overcoats, the duo back, well, I almost said back in our studio. the two of them, Hannah Ellian and J.J. Mitchell, were in our studio after the release of their first album. They have just put out their second album called The Fight. Fire and Fury is on it. And so to the two of you, J.J., Hannah, it's great to see you again, even at a distance.
It's
yeah,
great to
likewise.
See you again. I wish it were under different circumstances.
So let me just a quick technical question. Hannah, how did you're near DC and JJ's here in New York. How did you do these performances?
That's a great question. We have had to really work on figuring out how to do music in this time while separated. So for these videos, what we'll do is I'll record first because I'm playing guitar, and then I'll send my video and audio to JJ. Ideally, we'd be singing at the same time, but for whatever reason, they have not figured out the technology yet to make that happen. So for now, we do it this way.
So JJ, you're essentially multitracking atop of something that Hannah has sent you.
Exactly. It's much closer to kind of the recording process rather than the live performance experience. It's been very different. We're used to obviously the feeling of singing together in harmony, and that's part of what's so kind of magical about the experience for us. And so it's very different to have to actually do it so technically where, you know, I'm pressing stop and record and she's not in the room, but we're making it work, and hopefully people are enjoying the recordings that we've been making.
Right. I should say that you've been doing these Friday night fights all through the first 2 months of the pandemic, right?
That's right.
Yeah, we started off the quarantine with a Friday night hangout, basically, where we would engage with fans and play fun games on Instagram Live and then end the evening's festivities with one of these recorded performances. And I think we had enough fun games planned for about 2 months, and then we were just like, we've run out of silly games to play with each other on a Friday night. So we switched gears and have spent some time planning this event.
Yeah, so let me ask you about this this event tonight, which involves a wonderful lineup of mostly Brooklyn-based artists. I mean, people like Torres and Margaret Glaspie and Porches. A number of those people have been in our studio, and our listeners will be somewhat familiar with their music. But so what was the specific idea that you had to put this lineup together?
New York is our hometown, and it's really struggling right now. Obviously, it's been the epicenter of the pandemic, and it's been really heartbreaking to see the struggles it's gone through. Uniquely, because it is New York and because there are so many people there and the rent costs and everything that makes it an amazing place and also a difficult place. And so we really wanted to do something that was centered around our hometown. We felt devastated to not be able to play our Music Hall of Williamsburg show, you know, our big hometown album show, which was just meant to happen a couple weeks ago. So we wanted to do something special for New York and something where we could donate some money to a good cause and to an organization that's doing good work in the city right now, and get kind of our artist community back together. And
so it was a New York-centric idea from the beginning.
It was. Yes. We definitely feel like New York is home. And I think for me, clapping at 7 p.m. every night made us feel inspired to dedicate some more than just 2 minutes of clapping to organizations that are doing work on the front lines, whether it was, you know, in in hospitals around the city, or the organization that we ended up partnering with for this does a lot of work for children and families, mainly in Harlem. And so it was always the plan for us to be focused and rallying around a New York City cause, but we wanted the whole lineup to sort of be performing as a love letter to New York. And ABC, the Association to Benefit Children, is doing really important work. And so we hope that people will dig deep and be generous.
So the big event is this evening, and we'll provide a link that people can click on and find the whole thing. Starting what time?
It's starting at 7 p.m. And it goes till 10 p.m.
All right. Let's listen to another performance. And when we come back, I want to ask you about the record, because, you know, there's kind of a new sound, and it seems like an animating idea behind all of these songs. But we've got Hannah Ellian and JJ Mitchell of Overcoats with us for this Soundcheck podcast. And let's hear an in-studio performance that they've put together for us of their song called The Fool.
Thank you.
That's Overcoats, Hannah Ellian and J.J. Mitchell, and their song called The Fool. J.J., when you put the video out for the official video for this last year, the two of you were in the midst of shaving your heads.
We were.
I see that the hair has grown back.
It has.
What was the idea behind The Fool?
Yes, that video feels like a long time ago now, but it was a very intense one for us to shoot. As you mentioned, we shaved each other's heads live on camera. And it was the first song that we put out of this kind of new chapter for Overcoats. So it was the first single from our new album, The Fight. And we wanted it to kind of serve as an attempt at wiping the slate clean, being more unapologetic with what we wanted to say, and kind of introducing some new sonics as well. The new album is much grittier. It's more rock. The Fool has a lot of kind of electronic elements, but also live drum kit, which we never had on our first record. And so it was like a little taste, a little introduction into the struggle and the journey that we were going to present with The Fight.
And Hannah, how would you describe that journey? What was the animating idea behind this record?
I think the couple years after we put out our first record, we were finally in a place where we felt a bit like we had grown up. We had graduated college and we were living on our own. And it just seemed like things started to go really downhill. We had a lot of friends and family pass away from mental health complications and gun violence. Trump was elected. Women's right to choose was not necessarily going to be something that was a given. Things just started feeling like they were falling apart, really. And we were like, we've just become adults. We barely feel like we know how to handle this. And the underlying thing that helped us through it was realizing that life doesn't get any easier once you grow up. You don't really understand much more, but you just have to kind of fight harder. And that's where most of the songs kind of stem from.
And did the two of you find now, I mean, this was all written before everything that has happened. Do you find these songs taking on an extra kind of texture, an extra layer of meaning that maybe you as songwriters did not originally intend?
For sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've been talking about this a lot because obviously, Fire and Fury, our song says, the world as I know it is coming to an end. And a lot of things feel really salient.
And JJ, when you sing these songs now, do they feel different?
Definitely. There are a few songs on the record that are sort of we'll get through it ballads. And one of those is Fire and Fury, which we played at the beginning. And another is a song, I'll Be There, which is about kind of being there for each other through thick and thin. And those have taken on like a much more powerful and different meaning for us. And it's sad that we can't tour right now because so much of the joy of putting out a record is experiencing singing it for people in a room and feeling kind of like the collective effervescence of like how the words are helping people. And so without that, it's been kind of an insular experience for me and Hannah where we're like, whoa, this song is poignant. Like, has anybody else noticed that? But I think in many ways, songs are always doing that, are always kind of taking on new meaning as the world around us changes. And in this case, it's no different.
I think that's what art is meant to do. It's meant to be kind of a, if not a commentary, as strong as a commentary than at least like a witness to what is happening in the world.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said for that point. Like, and I think we're constantly working on ways to reimagine the touring landscape now that it's virtual. I'm nervous for tonight because I feel like we haven't performed in months. But I think it'll be great. And I'm really excited.
The part that I'm most excited about is that we're going to be talking with all of the other artists and sort of emceeing the night and interviewing them and seeing how they've been staying sane in this time. So I think that's going to be really cool. To add to what JJ was saying, I think art making in this day and age really does feel like shouting into the void, and then seeing who shows up at your concert is like the only way you know that people like your music. Tonight, you know, I hope people come and watch it, and I hope people donate. But what I'm most excited about is just to kind of talk to the other artists and really, you know, feel a part of a community, because that's the part that we really need.
Hannah Ellion and JJ Mitchell are the band Overcoats. The Fight is their new album, and The Fight for NYC is their big streaming festival happening this evening online. The link is on our webpage. Hannah, JJ, great to catch up. Hopefully next time in person in our studio. But meanwhile, stay safe and have fun tonight.
Thanks.
Thank you. Great chatting.
That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast. To hear Overcoat's earlier in-studio performance when their first album came out, or recent in-studio performances by Torres and Margaret Glaspie, who are performing with them tonight, just go to our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.
He knows who I expect him.